He pays particular attention to the centrality, the familiarity that you can see in Indian public life between men. He's very attentive to their gestures, and there's one particular image of two rickshaw pullers sitting next to each other, their bodies almost overlapping. The fact that he was gay matters, and at the same time, it's difficult to call him a gay photographer. He only started to speak about his homosexuality in the late 1980s when he became ill and eventually died of AIDS in 1989. I do believe, of course, that this helped him engage with the male body in a way that few other photographers have.
It's clear that William Gedney loved the image potential of India. There's an image here of a young man. I don't know what he's doing. He's pulling on a string. Maybe he's doing a yoga move. It's hard to say. What was he adding when he took his pictures?
He was adding his attention to the body, to its complexity, and by staying away from sensational subject matters, from stark contrasts, from images of poverty that often populate the sort of foreign representation of India in those years. And instead, he's attracted to individuals. There is a large body of work that we chose to represent in the exhibition of Banaras Night Photographs. And here what you see are indeed poor people sleeping, living, but especially sleeping at night in a public space. The emphasis is not so much on poverty, there's a dignity in the way he represents it. The emphasis is on the mysteriousness of the streets, of these empty streets.